Makyan Timirandasha, Jananjanan Shalakaya Takshuran Minitandina Tasmaya Sri Giri Namaha. Sri Prabhupada ki Jai. Bhaktivedanta Manabhakta Prinda ki Jai. So thank you for inviting us to speak and thank you all for coming. It's very happy to be in the association of cooperative devotees. So cooperation in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is actually a sound vibration. So we have to cooperate with that sound vibration. Sound vibration of the Holy Name is, according to Srila Prabhupada's profound explanation of the Hare Krishna mantra, Mother Hara, please engage me in the service of the Supreme Lord Krishna. This is actually a most perfect explanation, most profound, perfect explanation. Because everybody, no matter who they worship, what the name of their gods are, it's the same prayer. Please engage me, Mother Hara, please engage me in the service of the Supreme Lord. So it's a universal mantra everybody can cooperate with. If we all chant the holy names of the Lord. So the sound vibration of Kali also comes through the spiritual master. The sound vibration is given by Sri Krishna, by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva. They're giving us instructions. It's a sound vibration, how we should act in this Kali Yuga. And it becomes manifest through the spiritual master, through the devotees. Therefore, it's so important that we cooperate with the sound vibration. That means we get the order of guru, the order of sadhu, and we just put it into activity, put it into practice, manifest that in that sound vibration, that spiritual sound vibration, and that would become the main focus of our mission. Otherwise, we'll simply focus on the we'll simply cooperate with Maya's dictation. So here we have a choice. We have a choice to cooperate with the dictation of Krishna, Guru, Vaishnava. Or we have the choice to cooperate with Maya's dictations. going through all these places I haven't been for 42 years, and driving into London, going through different places. Oh, here's Wood Green. We used to go to the jazz club every Tuesday, see Johnny Mail here. Oh, Bounds Green. We used to go to the Bluesville and see Johnny Mail and the Blues Breakers. Thursday, oh, we used to go to the Marquee Club, see Long John Baudry. It's like everywhere I went, it was all, I was reminding me of all these places, but it was all places of my enjoyment, all places of sense gratification. And then I just burst into tears and I thought, oh, Prabhupada's picking me out of all this. I thought the whole, London was my place for sense gratification. Wherever I went, I was in the enjoying mood. But how Prabhupada has actually picked us up. But until that time, we're either choosing to cooperate with the dictation of Maya or cooperate with the dictation of Krishna. So everybody has to make a decision in life, and this is the supreme decision of everyone. You have to make a choice. When am I going to cooperate with Krishna's desire rather than cooperate with Maya's desires. Practically, this is what the living entity going through life, Maya is dictating, or present. Maya is presenting herself, and the living entity is simply accepting, I like this, or I'll entertain this, or I don't like that, I'll reject it. More or less, this is all that's happening in this material world. I like this, I'll enjoy it. I don't like this, I'll reject it. Acceptance and rejection. So we have to go beyond this acceptance and rejection. That practically, that's all everyone is doing, accepting and rejection. What I like, what I don't like. So we have to go beyond this acceptance and rejection. And when we accept the order of Krishna and abide by his instructions, then we can actually begin to get a taste for chanting Hare Krishna, the taste for spiritual life. Because we've made that choice not to entertain Maya. As long as you're entertaining the dictations of Maya, there's no room for the holy name. Any taste that Nama Prabhu will not reveal taste to us, as long as we're interested in getting taste in the material world. So it behooves everyone to make this decision in life. I won't entertain this. Maya's dictation, acceptance and rejection, what I like and what I don't like. But instead I'll accept Krishna's dictation. Then we can begin to get a taste when we make this decision. So I mean, quite a few changes here. The difference is, of course, I don't miss the English weather so much. And there's no potholes in the road and on the motorways here. That's quite good. But prices have gone higher. When I was here, it was a shillings and pence functions, and even the halfpenny is around then.
Farthing.
I remember the farthing, but I think when I left, the farthings had become extinct. Still there. I went into the supermarket just to have a look, see what happens. I bought a bottle of water and I said, how much? He said, 66 pence. I said, I don't want shares in Sainsbury's, lady. I just want a drink of water. I remember around all the old places I used to go, but nobody was in there anymore. The shops weren't there. The places I work were all changed. Everything is kind of changing. Basically, I guess nobody likes to sit around for 40 years, right? My workplaces have changed. The shops I knew have changed. This is the nature of this material world. Everything is changing. So so we should make that change. We're constantly changing. So we make one change. That is a change to cooperate with the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Panchatattva. We should understand that we are a part and parcel of their family, their movement. This is Mahaprabhu's movement. He is our hero. We're accepting his business is our business. It's a family business. And he wants every person in the world and every town or village of the world to be chanting the holy names of Krishna. So this is our factual business. And when we make it our business, when we choose to do that and cooperate with that, then everything else becomes secondary. The dissatisfaction and the quarreling of this age of Kali is because of lack of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, if we're absorbed in just executing the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, expanding his mission, this is our business. And actually, any other problems that come along and the uncooperativeness that we that naturally comes in Kali Yuga. It's the age of non-cooperation, the age of quarrel. But if we accept the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Panchatattva and simply absorb ourselves in this mission, then everything else becomes secondary. It's not a big thing, because we have something more important in our life. It's more important to execute Mahaprabhu's desire to spread his mission in every town and village. When we're absorbed in that, then all the little day-to-day problems and what may become non-cooperation and what we may think is a big thing and what we may think is our whole lives, one little problem in our, it disturbs our whole life. Even people will jump off a bridge or something like that. Slightest little non-cooperation. But for devotees, if we absorb ourselves in our mission, the family mission, under Srila Prabhupada's guidance of spreading Krishna consciousness in every town and village of the world, it's not although the problems and the non-cooperation, that everything will stop, but it becomes insignificant. We have something better to do rather than waste our time on, you know, the petty arguing over material nature. So this is the what Krishna Prabhupada gave us is Krishna consciousness. We can just absorb ourselves in this family mission, and everything's accomplished simply by this one stroke of Krishna consciousness. It's not that we have to understand every little detail of this material world, the miseries of this material world, the non-cooperation, and try to solve every little problem in the material world, which are coming one after another. Adi Bhauti, Adi Devi, Adi Atmik. At every one given moment, you're suffering from one of these miseries, or two of these miseries, or three of these miseries. So there's no end to it. So to try to solve this problem is an endless task. You can be forever trying to solve all the little problems of the world. But by the process of Krishna consciousness, it all becomes secondary and unimportant, so we don't even have time to solve it. We don't even bother about it anymore, because we have something more important. So Prabhupada said, this is the Krishna consciousness movement. It's the blacksmith's process. He said you have the Shonapati, the gold merchant, and he's making a little gold nose ring or something. He has a little tiny hammer, and he goes tap, 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 tap. Like that. And then you have the blacksmith. He works with heavy iron stuff. And he has a huge sledgehammer. One stroke. Boom. Prabhupada said, yes, this is Krishna consciousness. One stroke movement. Boom. The blacksmith process. Krishna consciousness key. Jai. 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 Prabhupada key. Swamaveda Bhaktavinda key. Nitai Go Premanandi. Jai.